All right, guys, episode 5 of Benny and the Brits. We're back. Five. We're bad. Yeah, I know. We've made it to 5.
Are you counting all of them, like even the ones that we didn't record?
This will be number 2 officially on.
We'll still put the other ones.
We're not good on numbers, mate. You know that.
We'll put the backlog out.
Yeah, we'll put the backlog out.
Sounds better if we say 5, like we're experienced or something.
Yeah. So we still haven't got the video working yet, but we haven't even got a video.
I didn't bring
today.
The camera today.
Yeah, we want to keep. Audience, mate. Nice. I'm pretty sure as soon as that video comes out, that's the end of the, of the audience.
Yeah.
Well, we got Alan Benz, the Benny part, Brett Seavey, and Brett Olds are the Benny and the Brett.
The Brett's. And I've been thinking it should be B1. And obviously, you'd be B1, B2, and OGB.
OGB. You know B1 and B2, that's like bananas and pajamas. That's what they
ABC,
know.
ABC, yeah.
Yeah, ABC.
OGB.
Yeah, we're going to get sued by Elton John and ABC now. But I want to start off today because there's been so much going on, and you and us have all been, well, mainly me and you, but have been just blowing up.
We're sorry to get your kids to go over and show Benno how to blow up the text.
Oh, yeah. Phyllis says, what's that beeping? Yeah, they're talking again. It's too small. Like, it's like an 8 font. You can't read that stuff.
Yeah, you can adjust
it. I'm 68 years old, mate. You can't do that.
68.
Yeah. But I wanted to start off talking about, hey, you saw what happened to Silicon Valley Bank in America a few days ago. Now there's 2 other banks have gone down. This is having worldwide. There's 14 Barclays banks that are going to close down in the UK.
Since this?
Yes. Well, I don't know if this is a part of it, but I only just came out like 5 minutes ago. I heard that information. Yeah. So... What's it going to do now? They're saying it was mainly tech companies that it's going to affect, because a lot of this bank, Silicon Valley Bank, helped a lot of tech startups and everything, and a lot of the cryptocurrency people are going down. But I'm like, this is the second biggest bank in America's history to ever go down, and the first one, I forget what it was called, Washington Mutual, was it, or something, back in the global financial crisis. And once this has gone down, now 2 other banks have gone, and a lot of analysts and stuff have been saying for about probably 6 months that I can remember. Like, I'm talking mainstream people. I've got mates that have been saying for 2 years, this is coming. We're going to have a huge crash. And the stock market as well. But even the analysts, the regular ones on your CNNs and everything else, they're saying that they've been saying we're going to have, it's going to be worse than GFC, what we're about to go through.
But I heard your, like, you got to trust your prime minister, don't you? He said, look, the banks are, and your treasury, he said the Australian banks are, immune to this.
Yeah,
and that's what he said over the weekend.
And even Joe Biden came out a few hours ago, and he said, no, everything's fine. We've got – but Janet Yellen, she's over there in America. Oh, what's her title? She's – they don't call it – is it Treasurer? Yeah, they call it Treasurer there too?
Secretary of Treasury or whatever.
Yeah. But she said, we're not going to bail them out. She goes, we will make them promise to give people's money back. This whole thing is like, I'm just sitting there going, man, I hope people are stocked up on food and water.
Hey, they're already blaming Trump.
They're blaming Trump.
I heard some commentator, MNSBC or whatever they call it. And yeah, no, this all happened because of Trump's rolled back some regulations 2 years ago. Like, it's just beyond belief. Trump derangement syndrome is alive and well.
It's most people, I think most common sense people, and there's not that many around, I guess, but this is ridiculous what's been going on. The banks, now Wells Fargo, I saw a text message from a friend in America, and whether it's just anecdotal, he said he went there because banks are open on Saturdays over there.
Oh,
yeah. And he was trying to get money out, and they said, are you buying a car? And he goes, no, it's none of your business what I'm spending my money on, but I want it. They said, well, we've got none. Another guy went in there while he was there.
Wells Fargo
tried to cash a check. They said, we haven't got any money to cash it. So I think there's going to be runs on the banks. Now, I've also heard, you remember how we went through the...
Don't take your financial advice from us.
We're not telling you what to do. I'm just reporting what's going, what apparently is happening in America.
Benny listened to the podcast the other day, and he's a bit terrified about legal repercussions, so he's just going to put disclaimers after everything said.
Hello, Sharon.
But anyway, so they... apparently
this is from the authorities, is it? You've been instructed to just put disclaimers after everything.
No, after last Saturday's podcast.
You can't conversations.
Had a fan.
We all need those. But it's good they're listening. Yeah. I always say thank you to them, even if they hate us. It's good they're listening because it creates conversations. But we saw censorship over the COVID years. We saw how much doctors got censored and the truth coming out now, which we'll get onto in a second. But now I'm hearing rumors that the government is again trying to work with big tech to censor some of these stories coming out because they don't want to see runs on banks. So I'm not saying whether the banks have money or don't have money. My friend just said that's what happened in Wells Fargo.
Quickly on that one, and that's something I was reading just yesterday as well, which is a bit unique to this particular event and talking about runs on the banks and, you know, it's a contagion thing is everybody's got internet banking.
Yep.
Everybody can pull their money out on the spot if they wish
to. The folding stuff?
Not in cash.
Folding stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but you can move it and if you want.
Where are you going to move to? Well, the banks?
Move it to another bank, whatever. But and then everybody's also got instant access to information through social media. Mm. So you've got this double-edged sword where people start pulling out a bit of money, people start talking, and this is how all this stuff happens.
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
Except it used to be, you know, maybe people talking on Conspiracy. Wall Street or maybe someone made a couple of phone calls. Now all someone's going to do is post something on the internet somewhere,
yep.
And it rips through everybody, and then everybody can just jump straight on the internet and start moving their money around.
But, Brett, you're talking about financial advisors, experts. Now, you got to follow the experts, don't you? Because look how well it's worked out in the last 3 years. You know what financial experts you can.
Yeah, well, my point is, it's just that we're talking about running the banks and everything. Mm. Like this stuff can just happens in seconds, and there's no time to stop it.
Well, I'm moving my 20 shekels out.
Where was a week? You know, a couple of weeks ago. This SVB or whatever it is, Silicon Valley Bank. That makes sense. So you know, it would have probably been considered a pretty solid thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through. I'm clicking through my
overnight, just boom,
it's
gone.
240 billion or some ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. There are big numbers these days.
So it's we're a day ahead of America, or 15 hours ahead. So yesterday, or this morning in America, at 9:41 a.m., 11 minutes into trading, on the 13th of March, 2023, First Republic was down over 60%. Bank of Hawaii was down over 30%. I heard that Big Tech is scrubbing financial news and bank run video clips, and then after an hour they halted trading
on those two banks.
No, on a bunch of them. Like I've got a list here.
So how come the mainstream's not telling the punt of this?
I think it's because they don't want these runs to happen. So it's always on back channels, and like you said, everyone's on their social media saying it, but mainstream's trying to dodge it like the plague. I've got a list here. I think there's probably 30 or 40 different banks that all get taking hits at different percentages, what's it? The New York Stock Exchange halted trading this morning.
That's huge.
Yeah, that is huge. So I don't know. I don't know if it's. I'm not telling people to panic or anything else. I'm just like, wow, this is really interesting because it's.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's the mainstream's model to cover this sort of stuff.
What, to inform people?
You're 100% right. But their money just might have disappeared. And they can't get it.
Yeah.
It's not their model.
Well, why have they got financial shows on TV?
That's right. But that's what I mean. So it's not their model to inform them about this sort of stuff. It's their model to inform them about
create a narrative.
And that's pushing people in this direction that they've come up with. What was my... Oh, yeah. I always keep hearing this stat about YouTube, that it's like 70%, 80%, 90% men viewing it, all males or whatever.
What's a man?
Yeah, well, there you go. That's on there as well. So that's apparently what it is. And then I was like, okay. And then the more and more people that I know, you know, especially the kids, they don't watch TV. They watch what they want on the internet. And I'm certainly like that. I choose where I go. So what that got me thinking, if it's 70, 80, 90% of men watching YouTube was, well, who's still watching commercial TV, and who is it a network television, corporate television, and so who is it aimed at?
So what are the women watching, TikTok or something?
Well, no. What are the women
watching?
You're
saying the women, like maybe the boomers, maybe the baby boomers?
Yeah, so who's left over watching it? And I think a lot of it is sort of directed at it's the people who are watching it are women, you know, retired women, stay-at-home mums, people at home with babies.
Yeah, you can say it. I can handle a bit of ageism, Brett.
That's who it's directed
people
at.
Like
people like Benno.
Oh, that's funny. So you're blaming women for all the problems of the world. They're listening.
No. Hey, whoa. Yeah, you just took a big jump there.
They're listening to the media and they're telling the husbands to panic.
That's who's watching commercial TV. That's what I'm taking a stab at.
But it is
a
serious thing.
But if you look at the content, it makes sense.
Yep.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, we'll have to keep an eye on what's going on with the banks. And they'll absolutely, no matter what Albanese says, it's going to have an impact. What happens in America impacts the world.
It's why it's great having Benny in here because he's like
old people.
He's like the everyman. He does. He represents the man who watches nothing but ABC all day. Hasn't seen anything but 60 years ago. He's still complaining about those Navy people making those poor asylum seekers put their hands on those hot things and burning them stuff like that. And then he comes in here and he's just shocked by these wild conspiracy theories he hears here. It's great. Well, makes for a great mix. Well, great show.
Here's another wild conspiracy theory. We'll move on, and it's the same vein. Having a dig at mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC especially, but even Fox and that. January 6th, the insurrection.
What a joke.
Have you been watching what's coming out? Because like one of the, what's the speed, Kevin McCarthy gave 40,000 hours, I think, of video footage to Tucker Carlson, who has the biggest cable network. I know you said it's only about 2 million viewers out of 336 million people in the country. It's not many, but
plus, 2 million, I think. You know, what he gets on the internet and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. And then that's the modern world as well. Sorry for breaking in again, but
you're right.
That gets on there, and then that gets what his actual views there, plus his views on the internet, plus all the other people that are ripping off his content,
like us,
and then putting it up as well. We're not talking about it, but when we get there, we'll start editing Tucker Carlson's in, and we'll lead with Tucker Carlson up there so people click. But we're not quite there yet.
But as you say, like he presented that unedited.
Yep.
And what the lies that were bloody.
What's the narrative we've been told for 2 years? What is American public, Australian public, everyone for 2 years?
It's been a revolt. It's been the end of democracy over there. Exactly.
Mate, they were invited
complete
in.
Complete lies.
The police invited them in. The QAnon Shaman, whatever they call him.
The
forget his name.
Man.
The horn man. The big. He there's video of him literally saying, and apparently he's a vegan, he's an actor, and he's all these other things. They're trying to say he's this right-wing conspiracy theory. Even he was sitting there getting directed around by the police, showing things.
I saw that,
And then he's reading out a tweet by Donald Trump, and he's telling everyone, go home. Donald Trump has told everyone, obey law and order and everything else. We never saw that video.
In jail.
For 2 years. A lot of these prisoners.
And what would they have said about that if the narrative suited them, and let's say it was a different kind of protest?
Democrat protest?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
Black Lives Matter, Antifa.
But so then that guy would be somebody who's a troubled man, pushed a little bit too far.
He
needs help, and we can totally understand how three white men sitting in a radio station talking about this stuff drove him to it.
But the government started a January 6th select committee. And they were telling the
good
world.
Good mix of people there, too, from both sides.
Yeah, I know. Liz
Very
Cheney,
unbiased.
Liz Cheney, yeah. No, but I think we all knew it was biased, but a lot of the American public was swallowing what they were told. This was the worst thing to ever happen. These people took in there and tried to kill and blow up the Capitol. They just insurrection. Now this truth has come out. I just want people to wake the hell up. The media has been lying to you about a lot of things, COVID, about January 6th, about a lot of things, and your government's been lying, covering up.
Yep.
How are these people still employed? How are they not in jail? When are the lawsuits starting?
So
you're right.
What's the narrative now coming from these same people, RE, January 6th and all this footage that's been released?
They shouldn't be showing it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
They're not saying it's wrong.
It's just a
slight on democracy, and these people are evil and they're seditious and they should be locked up.
They're saying, how dare Tucker Carlson show it? How dare Kevin McCarthy give it to him?
Get to make these decisions for themselves.
And never once do they say that it's wrong.
Yeah, or they'll call out lying. They've been caught with their pants down.
But they've got to go with their line, and they've got to go with their narrative, and they know that they can. But it's just chip another person off. Another person goes, gee, we'd better start listening to this Benny and the Brett's podcast. That's where the real truth is. But that's the truth. And I'd say again, like, I was on the Twitter again, and I don't know why. My whole feed's changed completely. And you remember I was talking about that Karen Phelps, and I liked her, and it introduced me to this different world. I think, I don't know what's happened, but the internet seems to have decided that that's what I need to listen to. Something must have changed. So there's this really there's sort of this For You tab, and which is kind of the algorithm, and then sort of your followed people tab, which is specifically the people you've followed. And so I was reading that this morning, and again it's like these people exist in some other universe. It's just you sit here and you go,
not with reality.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's their reality. You know how these, but it is in their world. This stuff all makes complete sense, and it's
mind-blowing.
It's like you say, how can they? Well, they can and they do. And I can certainly remember a time where I thought very differently. And we talk about ordinary men a lot, and you look at all the atrocities of history. This is what I'm always going on about. don't think we're any different from the people in communist Russia or the, you know, the serfs slaving around in the mud for the for the royalty, or from Chinese in communist China right now, or Cubans or South Sudanese or anything like that. We're all the same, and we're all 100% capable of ending up in that same position and that same mindset. It's far, this freedom we've had,
open your eyes,
and this understanding and this knowledge and all of these things, this is a tiny little thing that a tiny little percentage of the population has enjoyed a tiny little bit of for a really tiny little bit of history. The rest of the time, we've been serfs.
But it does dumbfound me, though, that when these truth bombs come out, and you don't need a narrative behind it, you can press mute and just play the videos and see that the last 2 years you've been lied to.
Blatantly
lied to. And they should be speed bumps for these people, like little wake-ups people. I said, wait a second. If they lied about this, could they lie about something else?
Yeah.
And we can come back to the January 6th again if we need to in a minute, but I want to keep on this whole lie thing. Because let's move over.
But it's all the same. It's all the same.
I know. Yeah. Let's move over to the CDC director, the former CDC director, and I forget his name because I didn't. I've been running late this morning. I've been not doing interviews on other stations and stuff as well.
I haven't even finished your own show yet.
No, and I haven't finished. Yeah, I know.
My mate's going to be knocking in the door, kicking us out in a minute.
He will.
Did you hear Ozzy on KBC this morning?
What?
I was on you ABC. Were, weren't you? Yeah, far north. Oh, was it good?
Are you back on, mate?
No, I heard you were going to go on.
You're
like,
back on.
I didn't think you'd be.
I had a phone call afterwards from a real respected Cairns.
Oh, Danny.
And he called me and he said, "Love your work, mate. That was awesome."
So, did you give it to him?
Yeah, no, I start. Yeah, well, no, I'm not. Of course, I get.
Okay.
I try not to name
everyone
names.
Everyone mute their microphones and just say who it was.
the CEO of Cairns Council, Micah Martin. I gave it to her a little bit. Just saying that I can't.
He's not the CEO anymore.
No, Micah Martin is a woman. She's the CEO right now.
Oh, Micah.
Yeah, Micah.
Yeah.
She's made a controversial decision. About going cashless.
Yeah.
And so I just said, I mean, I wasn't attacking. I just said, I can't believe she'd put herself in that position, that because she's not an elected person. I mean, she needs to do two things if she wants to be an elected representative. One, she needs to take a hell of a huge pay cut. And two, she needs to put her head on a core flute and go and ask people to vote for her. But she's in a big position right now. And I'm going to go look into it because I don't think.
Sorry, are you saying she's the one that called you and said, well done?
No. Somebody else. He said, who'd I give it to on the radio? I was actually.
What?
I was talking about cashless. He goes, who did I give it to? Who was I attacking, basically? I was attacking the executives at council, mainly the chief executive, saying that I don't think she should have made that decision personally.
Yeah.
I think it should be made by the elected council. And then I had a phone call afterwards by somebody who's well-respected. And they said, I asked Benny, I said, did I do good? Did you like the show? And he goes, I didn't listen to it. But I think I did do good. I've had a couple messages.
Is she out of her lanes there? Because I think she is.
Yeah, 100%.
I think I'm going to look into it later this afternoon. I've got to get online and spend a lot of time doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think under her delegation power, she's got a lot of delegation powers that she can do stuff, and it's operational, so it falls under the thing.
Yes.
But I do believe there's a section under the delegation powers that says for anything controversial, you put it to the elected council.
Yeah.
One, so you don't throw the elected council under the bus. Yeah, that's right. Blind. So I got totally sidetracked there. But the head.
No, you're right.
Yeah, you're going to say something?
No, I'm sorry. I did have a few things to say, but just that's what these same things keep coming up because we have these same conversations, and I never get to say the same thing. But the communication lines in council is something that intrigues me because.
Or the lack of at the moment.
Yeah, well, is it just something where you're not checking your emails or...
No, we're not getting told a lot of stuff.
There's a noteboard out the front or something that you've got to check every day or...
Well, no, what's going on is like basically...
Especially as our representative, that's why
I... We have the Local Government Act, which we all have to follow, all 77 councils in Queensland. And as an elected representative, as a councillor, I have certain rights, things I can and can't do. I cannot direct an officer. I cannot, even if someone's mowing the lawn, I can't say, hey, stop mowing that verge and can you mow this verge over here? I can lose my job for that, and rightly so. The CEO,
Can you go in and inquire and say,
absolutely, I can talk to
why aren't we and, doing this one, why aren't we doing that?
No, yeah, absolutely, yeah. There's common sense that comes into it, but there is actually hard laws, black and white. But the mayor has the same rights as all us councillors, but he's got a couple extra rights. He actually can direct the CEO. He's the only one. We can't direct the CEO, the mayor can. So basically... The CEO directs, she's got 1,200 employees. It's a big organisation, Cairns, right? Cairns Regional Council. So, and she's got to do a lot of operational things. It's a tough job, but the mayor can direct her. The elected council, we set the policy.
Okay.
We decide on the policy. The officers, the executives especially, it goes down through the 1,200. they implement that policy.
Yep, which is fine.
But as you can imagine, there's a lot of things that happen in day-to-day that needs to be delegated. You don't have to vote on every little thing.
You can't micromanage everything.
But on big controversial things like going cashless and all this stuff, would typically, and I believe there's a section in the delegation powers that even states it and says that should go to the elected councillors.
She'll be in a lot of shit.
So,
well, we'll find out, yeah.
I'd say, what have I got, me three fingers in the air, I've got to think of what they were, is number one, one of the things I learnt early on in my little career of you know, leadership stuff was I could do whatever the hell I wanted as long as I let the boss know. That, like, hey, mate.
You're talking about marriage, yeah.
I just let the boss know, like, listen, you're probably going to get some phone calls. This is what happened. But if, and he was like, no worries. But if I got a phone call up to the office and it was just lose the plot because he got surprised.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Blindsided.
And, yeah. And it's, and I just learned after a while, like, I think there's going to be some phone calls made over this thing I just did now, and I'd run over to the phone and just
well, that's exactly
2104 and just say, hey, I just did this, and he'd be like, yeah, no worries, and he was cool, and he'd back me. But if I didn't go, hey, you're about to get some really angry phone
calls.
Sounds
like she's dramas. Jumped right out of the lane on this one.
That's where I think is on that one. Now, number two, why do you jump right out of your lane? And this is my thing with these people in these positions and governments and bureaucrats and all this sort of stuff.
Ego.
Bit of megalomania.
Mm. Because I can.
I am, yeah, you know, I am the authority here and I will do it because I believe it is correct. Number three, and this is a rhetorical question, I keep hearing council couldn't do anything about it or whatever, and I wonder what rights council has to, A, discipline people or, B, just... But that's a rhetorical question. But and obviously, I mean, that's the other problem with this sort of stuff as well, is that any employee, let alone a government bureaucrat or whoever CEO. They happen to be, is almost immovable.
Yeah, well, they seem to be. And even Dominic,
unless
we talked
you
last
say
week about Dominic Perrottet.
Something that, about women not being able to have male appendages or something. And then you're straight out the door.
But so basically, I think the mayor's already said he's not running. A current mayor, he's been in this his third term. Bob Manning, he said, I don't like talking out of school because I work with these people, but he said he's not running at the next election.
Yeah, that's
and so there's a few people that probably believe he's checked out already. Now, he's the only one that can actually direct the CEO. So if he's checked out and the CEO's just running, doing whatever she wants, that's a problem. And we're not getting the feedback, so I can tell you, when it went cashless, none of us councillors, because I brought up, so I started getting phone calls, then my son couldn't get a hot chocolate at the library. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? Mm. So I went to the workshop and literally said that. Like, it wasn't a public meeting. I'm not allowed to swear in them. But I just said, hey, guys, what the fuck is going on here? And they looked at me like, what do you mean? And none of the councillors knew either. This got implemented, and it was under the whole guise
of
the
COVID
stuff.
Is that exactly what you said?
That's exactly what I said.
Because you do hold yourself pretty well together when you need to.
Yeah, but I'm really – because you get embarrassed as a councillor when there's members of the public calling you up saying – why did you do this and what happened? And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And they're like, well, why do we have a counsellor? It's embarrassing.
But this is exactly what
really
I was
mad.
Talking about before with my boss as well. You know, it's like, just give me a heads up. I'm going to get torn apart. And you can also jump in and go, whoa, maybe we should just back up a bit here.
There's a petition going around right now, www.petitions.net, and it's under the title Bring Back Cash to Council Facilities. There's hard petitions, just paper ones. Mm. And so many businesses have taken them and put them at the front of their
Fantastic.
Business.
Fantastic.
It's great,
Okay.
They've got already over 3,000 signatures in under 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And most people, they're saying...
Well, it's a hot button.
We didn't know about this.
Yeah.
No one knew. And the other council, when I brought up in the workshop when I blew up like that, I had about one or two, I think I had two other councillors supporting me saying, yeah, this is a pretty bad decision. Why? And you know what the other councillors said, some of them? They said, well... We haven't heard any feedback, negative feedback from the public, so there mustn't be no big deal. And I said, there's no feedback because no one knows. We didn't know.
Yeah.
And so this is not the way you run a council.
So how are they looking now?
Well, we're fixing to find out when we're going to have a workshop on it still. I brought this up on the 4th of February. It's been over a month. We haven't had a workshop yet.
No criticism of anybody in particular. I'm not directing at anything or anybody. But it's a lot easier just to go, oh, well, you know, no one said anything to me. It must be fine. Sort of stuff, you know,
it wouldn't affect me, right? But it's the principle.
No, it doesn't affect me at
that
all.
That some people want to use cash. And it's still... coin in the realm. So
you've had your choice taken away from you.
Exactly.
You can't hold anyone accountable either because it wasn't
except
that
CEO.
No, but you can't vote her out.
No, that's
you
right.
You can't vote her out. But the other thing is, like, what was I going to say? Like, it comes down to choice, right? Even if you want to pay with your card, I don't mind private businesses, right? If you've got a private business and you do, and you say, no, this is my form of payment. I just want direct transfer, or I want credit card, or I want cash, or I want everything. Your private business, happy for you.
Yeah.
We are not a private business, and we have a monopoly. And if you want to take your green waste or your trash somewhere, you have to come to our transfer station. If you want to go see a performance at the Tanks or the Performing Arts Centre, and you're a tourist or a local, you have to come through us. We have a monopoly on some of these areas. And if you want to go to a library, we run all the libraries. So, and you want to buy a coffee or something, to me, I'm like, that's wrong. When you have the monopoly and then you just take someone's choice away, that's not what governments are supposed to do. We're supposed to work for the people, not lord
this
over
is,
them.
This one is of the ACCC.
We're going into the future. ACCC, yeah.
It's monopoly.
They'll save the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... But anyway, back to the CDC.
Yeah.
So, but that was my. That's why I was on the ABC this morning, pretty early. Well, I was getting the kids ready for school. Had that, and that's why I haven't got my notes this morning and all that. But I know in my head what I want to talk about, what I think we should talk about. So going along with the whole theme of the media lying to us, the government lying to us, and lack of communication with all the things, the former head of the CDC has come out in the last 7 days, and under oath in a congressional hearing.
Wasn't he Fauci's sort of?
Yeah, well, he wasn't invited. Yeah, he was Fauci's boss.
That's
well,
right.
No, not his boss, sorry. Equal. Fauci was NAIAD, and he was the head of the CDC, but they work very closely
together.
They're
equal.
Is Fauci still there?
No, he's
officially finished.
He resigned in December. No, when he's hanging from a rope, he'll be finished. And that is coming. That is coming. I think he'll go down for treason.
Well, they're all screwed ranks now.
Well, he's come out and he's named it. So CDC director said he wasn't invited to these meetings.
I think they would be very, very reluctant to hang anyone from a rope.
No, well, maybe they'll shoot him with a firing squad. I'll be happy with anything. Yeah. But I'll be happy with a fair trial and one that we get to hear all the truth. Because this guy's come out and he said 100% this has been made in a lab. He said Fauci's directly involved. There was meetings that he wasn't involved in. And the story got changed.
Yeah,
and then there was $9 million handed out to all these people that agreed to change the story. And he's coming out and naming names. He's saying what's going on. And what they're saying now is the Department of Defense, and I did a show on it, I think a year ago, and I said DARPA and the Department of Defense from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, this is where this all started. The gain-of-function research was happening there. In 2015, under Obama, his administration, they made it illegal to do gain-of-function research because it's immoral, and that's when it went offshore. I'm hearing rumors it might have even gone to the Ukraine, and it might have been this place called China, CHY-NA, China in Ukraine. And they're saying, because there's 50 biolabs in Ukraine, which never existed, right? And then when the incursion from Russia, they had to admit they were there because the Russians found them.
Yeah.
Allegedly, and I'm only saying allegedly now because I can't back this up. I can back the other stuff up with receipts. I can't back this up with receipts yet, but the rumors are, and what the Russians have started to say is, the COVID-19, which was funded by the American Department of Defense and was started at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, was worked on in China, Ukraine, and then sent to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China.
And that's where it got out.
And they're saying that a lot of these people saying it wasn't even accidentally released. It was intentionally released there to make China the bad guys. And all this stuff. And I'm like, wow. I know this is a conspiracy theory here, but I'm like,
that's what China's saying.
With all the lies we've been told over the last 3 years.
I hear you believe.
Yeah. But the truth is.
Which is the problem.
That they can show receipts for. It was Americans that funded it. Americans that started it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always grew up, you know, thinking, Australians, America, we're the good guys. All the movies, all this and that.
Yeah, exactly.
But like you said before, with ordinary people, we can all do anything. And all of a sudden we're starting to realise. I think a lot of us are starting to realise, holy shit, maybe our government's uncle people.
I'm not saying we're the bad guys necessarily, but, like, don't go around thinking we're the good guys.
No way.
You look at all of our wealth and everything we've got, and you have a bit of a look about how we get it. Even if you look at it from that point of view, like, what happens to make this phone? I'm swinging around in my phone over here.
He's getting explored.
You know, the 10-year-old, you know, girls that are digging holes into cobalt.
Did
and
I see you drive in a new Tesla just before, Brett?
Yeah, that's for the environment, mate. It also does 0 to 100 in about 2.5 seconds, which was pretty hard for me to get unless I got an R1, and R1's pretty dangerous.
Now, I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
I take all my medical advice from Norman Swan, mate. I don't care what you say, because he's right on the money.
He's brilliant.
Has been the whole
time.
He sure
has.
So. Never lied to anyone.
No way.
We are the bad guys. Like, you want to, and the thing that I hate with these types that are all like, you know, we're the evil and we are the bad in the world, but because we, I don't know, these whatever mistreatment we're doing to people in this country, and so we've got to pay a certain amount of money.
Reparations.
We've got to treat people, just generally, like, you know, minimum wage, we've got to pay this amount. we've got to have these certain conditions. We've got to do it like this. We can't do like that. So we can't do anything in this country because it's cheaper to do it overseas. But we're happy for some 10-year-old girl to dig holes, to be in effective slavery in terrible conditions in the Congo or wherever it is. We're happy for that then to go to China to be made over there in these horrific conditions to empower China, who are now sort of half, you know, a bit scary. They won't last very long, but, gee, they could cause some damage. Mm. And no one's got the crackers to stand up for them, so they're going there. But so we're already the bad guys. Like, we're 100% the bad guys.
Well, this is where the CDC trial leads. Like, it's disgusting.
They're all starting to squeal on each other.
There's no doubt that the CDC is responsible for all of these things. And it's definitely nefarious or whatever. Whether it was intentional that this ended up getting released or not, the fact is that the funding's true. They were involved. They were doing
a
lot of
and a pangolin.
Yeah, that's right.
A bat and a pangolin walked into a bar.
Yeah, so you got some pangolins over here, and you got the Wuhan Institute for coronavirus study over here.
Oh, don't look at that.
Who have a long history of poor security and leaks and all those pictures you see of them working, and like anyone who's got anything to do with it just starts pointing out all the problems, and it's like, nah, but it's definitely the pangolins.
Yeah,
that's it.
Because that's happened.
But, you know, but a lot of these people, they're not even just squealing on each other, because they're trying to save their own skin. Some of them
are. That's exactly what they do.
But others, now they're feeling braver. Because it's like, you know, with the Me Too movement, when Harvey Weinstein, when the first lady came out and accused him, she kind of got dissed, and then the second one came out. And then when there was more, then it made it easier and people got braver. Mm. I think that's what's happening now too.
Yeah.
And I saw a doctor. Oh, one sec, I can't talk right now. I've got everyone calling me. I apologize, that's an important one,
ABC,
but I'll do it later. No. But anyway, I saw a doctor, McCann, from the Whit Sundays, and she was saying she got her two COVID shots and everything else, and then she started noticing adverse reactions, and she actually wrote to Minister Hunt at the time, and I forget the other nitwit's name, that was the high-up medical guy, I think he was with APRA, I'm not sure. I was watching her last night for half an hour talk, and she woke herself up when she started seeing in her own clinic these adverse reactions. And she wrote letters saying, you need to stop and start investigating. And they wrote back saying, nothing to see here.
How long ago are we talking, Brett?
She only came out in the last 2 weeks.
No. When did she have this
back
adverse?
In 2021, late 2021. So we only got the vaccines in Australia mid-2021, I think June or July.
Mm.
And within the first 5 months, she started noticing adverse reactions. And then and then when she wrote to the federal government, the answers didn't. So she had to do all her own research, and she's coming out now. Whereas if she'd come out in 2021, 2022, and she showed evidence, she showed the letter that
she wasn't allowed to do that.
No, you would lose your practice.
Exactly.
So she hasn't lost
100%.
It, but now she's able to speak freely. I think there'll be more that come out.
I hope
and
so.
And I think this next few years there's going to be a lot of revelations, and people are just going to shake their head at how we were lied to. I talked to I won't say who. I don't like naming names, and this person's a nice person. They've had 4 injections, and they were saying, I don't know if I want to get my fifth.
Are you sure?
I said, you're pretty pot committed. You know, the first 4 didn't work. Let's get a fifth one.
Yeah, what value do you see in getting this fifth exactly?
Well, I don't think they're going to. But then I said to them, I said, are you not watching what's been coming out over the last few months and every week now? And she goes, yeah, but we didn't know that information at the time. I think their government made the best decisions with the information they had. And I said, no, this information existed
narrative.
From day one.
I hate that they were doing that. They were doing their best, and the facts have changed.
That's
facts,
a get out.
What facts?
That's a get
no
out
facts.
Every day of the week.
But this person's an educated, a smart person, and I was like, I was dumbfounded. I was like, come on, you can't honestly believe that.
Ordinary men.
I know. Yep.
And women.
Yeah. No, so I just, it hurts me because I'm like, these are good people that have taken something on because they believe these. They didn't want to believe anyone else. And I think we've been calling it out since day one.
Mm.
And I've never given anyone health advice. I've always said, don't trust me. And I think you've said the same thing.
Yeah.
Do your own research. But have a look at these. And you've said it before too. Have a look at the Lancet. Have a look at the Stanford. Have a look at Harvard's results. We always told people, go to the TGA's website.
Have a look at the Australia's own pandemic
preparedness.
Yeah,
that plan
that Tony Abbott wrote back when he was
that they threw straight out the window. Then just common knowledge stuff about coronaviruses that you know. The first thing that's obvious, and you can look at every graph in the world, is that they'll come through. There'll be low cases, big spike in deaths. then that those high cases will go through the floor. The high deaths will go through the floor, and the cases will go through the roof. Happens every single time. You look at every single graph of deaths and cases, they do the exact same thing. Low cases, high deaths, looks terrible.
Yep.
Week later, not a week later, but, you know, as time goes on and quickly, very low deaths, very high cases, because that's what happens. They don't last. They mutate. Yeah. You kill your host, you don't go anywhere.
But
so it mutates weaker, yep.
But the Royal Commission will pick all this up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, we haven't. Yeah. No, still quiet on the Western Front there. What a joke.
Because they're all guilty, they're all implicit.
Of course they are.
Don't vaccinate into a...
into a pandemic.
That'll make it worse.
Never mass vaccinate.
Definitely don't use some DNA altering...
That's not us saying it. This is like you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is the evidence. And it's not controversial.
You can't vaccinate to get herd immunity either.
It's not controversial
at all. The only way to get it is for you to catch it.
Well, you can't say herd immunity anymore either. That's not science, apparently.
Oh, okay. But you definitely don't vaccinate.
And then so what happens there? It gets weaker. It goes around. Everybody gets a weak strain. Mm. And then they recover very quickly. It's almost like what these vaccines are supposed to do. All these sorts of things. And that was the other thing that I was getting at with. You were talking vaccine injuries and all these sorts of things. And I always talk about opportunity cost. It's this accounting term that I'm quite fond of, where it's what can you be doing? And I think this applies to the banks as well, actually. What could you be doing? You're wasting your time over here. What could you or should you have been doing with that time? And that's where we've wasted 2 years, 3 years on all these things, and we're starting to feel the effects of it right now. But also all of these vaccine injuries, because the narrative and all these huge bodies with all the money are running around trying to cover their behinds instead of just acknowledging, you know, this was wrong, and we're now going to devote all of our resources to trying to fix this. So there's so many people still suffering because they're putting their time and resources in the wrong spot. But it's all corrupt, and that's why.
Mm. Some people ask, like, why? What is it? Were they trying to get... And some people saying, oh, they're trying to kill the whole world and the population. Other people saying, you know, it could be anything. All I'm saying is, if you follow the money, you usually find out. It might be as simple as there was the biggest transfer of wealth the world has ever seen. 50 new billionaires in the first year in late 2020.
All big pharma.
All big pharma and governments. And this is what I was going to say. You made me think of it, Benny, was... when you're saying, we said they're all implicit, the both sides of government. Mm. Now, we had a Liberal government, we had the LNP in at the time, and they signed the deal with Pfizer that they're not showing to any Australians what the deal was. And we've seen what they tried to sign with Brazil and still told them to go pound sand at first, and then, you know, with Bolsonaro.
Yes.
And so we've seen some of these agreements Pfizer tried to get into other countries and how onerous they were and how ridiculous, but we've never seen what our deal was, right? And European countries too, they've had them all sanctioned out. So LNP are the ones that signed the deal, had the total power to just show us what the deal was, but they lost the election. Now Albanese and Labor are in, and now someone put up a motion. Oh, let's show the Australian people the Pfizer documents. And Greens and Labor voted against it, and Liberals voted for it,
what?
Knowing they wouldn't have the numbers, so it got down. Yeah. So they're trying to make out like we're the good guys. Like, you could have shown it when you were the government.
It's a uni
this
party.
Is where
how do people not see it and not... And this is what I just keep telling people. Don't trust me. No. Stop trusting the government. Stop trusting mainstream media.
And
stop it.
That's this collapse. And I liked your analogy there the other week with you. I don't think it was an analogy, but with your mum when she went to the new sandwich place.
Oh, yeah.
There was Subway, but different.
Mm.
And she had a bit of a meltdown. She couldn't handle it because it wasn't what she was expecting. It was different. And she had a bit of a shutdown. So just and then imagine that with these. And your mum's awesome. I love your mum, and she's really switched on.
Yeah.
But so that's that with your mum with a different sandwich place. Now imagine that with these people who've got to go. Everything I've believed in
the government,
especially over the last few years, where they've been going, oh, I've got to get 1,000 jabs.
Lied to
I'm
me.
Doing the right thing, and then all of a sudden they realise that everything they believe in is a lie, and they'll be like. 49.9% of the population will be rocking in a... Well, probably maybe 40%, and then the other 9% are psychopaths. So
what's that word you got for that, Brett?
You got your...
Cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance, that's right. It's going to be hard to get it.
Yeah, because it's when your whole belief structure is just questioned and you realise that you've been lied to about everything, your initial reaction is your cognitive dissonance will be like, that can't be true, and you'll stick with your paradigm.
And it's a protective thing. That's right.
Yeah. It's a defensive mechanism, and then eventually, when it seeps in, you all of a sudden it's like, wow, it becomes your whole truth, and your paradigm shifts, And then you switch and you're flip. Like, and like Brett's always said, there'll be so many people in the next year or two that'll be like, no, I always knew that was bullshit. And I was always on that side.
You got to have those receipts.
And it's not that they're bad people. Yeah. It's just that that's exactly what happens. You always make yourself either the victim or you always vindicate yourself, even if you've done something wrong. Well, yeah, I know I did that wrong to her, but she did this first. And it's like we just do. Human nature is we want to put ourselves in the best position.
But it's a good protective thing as well. That's supposed to work from two reasons. From a social point of view, that otherwise every single person that comes in with something that's a bit left field, and you can't just swap everywhere. You know, you need something to go with. You know, that old good. It applies here in a lot of ways. As if believe in nothing and you'll fall for anything. Exactly. And so that's where it's a bit protective there. But then also psychologically, you can't just, like I said, that like literal psychotic episode. Like you'd be curled up in a, like, what do? You don't know where to head anymore. So you've got to kind of chip away at your own psychology, your own mind. You can't just jump from here over to there. You've got to do it slowly, where you almost don't notice it.
Like I said, down a rabbit hole. Yeah.
So it's a protective thing. That's right, and it is kind of the smart thing to do. The problem is that we've just been deceived and corrupted for so long.
I don't think I've ever read this much over the last 4 years because I'm trying to read studies and stuff because I've got to back up what I'm saying when I'm talking on the radio. Bring the receipts, and listen to people, and you've got to sort through because when I used to be an actor, I used to be a thespian. Or what? a budding
thespian. Oh, did you know this one? Doesn't surprise me.
Halsey the actor. Yeah.
Do you remember that bloody purple man bag you bought in last week? It's all starting out.
Have you seen the size of the man bag he bought in this week?
I know. At least it's black this time.
It's black.
It's not purple or pink. But this director, and he's one of Australia's leading directors. I forget his name there because I was only 15 or 16 when I was going for this play. And he goes,
who would have thought it?
Yeah, but he said, look, there's in life and in acting, they've got directors, there's so many people have all this advice and it's filled with a lot of brilliance and a lot of bullshit. And he goes, but the problem is no one ever tells you which is which. It's up to you to decipher it.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing the last 4 years is there's all this misinformation, disinformation, outright lies, and then truth, and it's all mixed in.
Yeah.
And you've got to read through so much and sift through so much information and try not to go down too many rabbit holes.
Mm.
And you've got to start working out with your own. God gave us a brain. God gave us a soul.
Mm.
We've got to work out where it sits and what we believe the truth to be. But then when you share that with someone, and oh, mate, I had a lot of mates that attacked me, and you know some of them, and now they're like, oh, no, you said this, and you're kind of right about that, but you're wrong, and we're all friendly. And I'm like, hey, don't you remember you were literally yelling at me 2 years ago, attacking me? And I'm like, but anyway, I forgive them.
Imagine what they would have done if they could have.
Yeah.
Or who they would have dobbed you into.
They would have pushed me into a gas chamber.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's what they wanted. They wanted each of us to dob our neighbours.
People still saying
like, how crazy is it?
But it has been hard.
It's not like any of this is new,
This is all repeats of World War II latest one.
But I think about people that, you know, that work, like I don't physically, I'm not a labourer, I don't dig holes, I don't build things, I don't physically work my ring off. But if I used to, but if I was out
with
there,
body and like that, Aussie.
Yeah, I'll give you a cuddle later. I'm built for cuddles, mate. Built for comfort.
We got an after dark show that we do after this.
But what I'm saying is, like, I actually have the time to read and listen and stuff.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for the people that do work, you know, 8 to 10, 12 hours a day.
It's all part of the game, yeah.
When they get home, they've got a family to take care of stuff, and they can't sit there.
That's
and
the last thing they're on.
Yeah, so I totally get it, and I don't hate. But I when they hated, I've had to forgive. But the ones I really am struggling to forgive are the mainstream media and the governments, because they knew better. They had the information, or they didn't. The TGA accepted information from the FDA that has now been proven to be wrong, and FDA were getting told this lady, this Dr. McCann last night that I was listening to, she's giving the evidence, bringing the receipts, and showing that the independent reports were saying these are adverse reactions, this, this, and this. Then the FDA's got them. And so based on advice from our committees or their consultants, guess who their consultants were?
Pfizer, maybe?
Pfizer.
Oh, their consultants. Who would guess?
Pfizer said, I mean, how can they be the consultants?
This is all good, this stuff.
So the FDA, without even doing any more research, have knocked it back and sent that to the TGA. TGA has not asked any questions, the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration. They've just accepted what Pfizer has said through the FDA. And now the independent reports are coming out. The evidence is there. TJ just said
everyone
2 weeks
should
ago,
be sacked immediately.
How many pages are all these documents?
Well, she was putting up just one page at a time, but I'm sure there were hundreds.
Who's going to read it?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to read it in the
She's
government?
She's taking the time
who,
to read
who could
it.
Care? Yeah, but that's it's what the same with those 40,000 hours of footage.
Yeah.
40,000 hours of footage.
But Brett, that's what we pay these people to do.
No,
the TGAs. That's their job.
That's right.
I agree.
That's what we pay them to
like,
do.
Yeah. Again, these, I keep saying, these aren't the people you want in these positions.
Mm,
like 100%. It's almost by definition the people that you want in these positions will not end up there.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Too smart.
It's a big problem. Yeah, they wouldn't do it for quids.
No, they'll get plugged out. They and want how, people they can control.
How do you get into these positions? Is you be a certain type of person that's willing to be a certain type of things, which is where I think the only conclusion you can ever get to is, okay, maybe we need a government, maybe. But it should be very, 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 minimal. Very small. My general opinion is that the only thing that they need to do for us is to maintain, ensure our freedom. And that's a difficult question.
Defense,
as in,
yeah.
what does that enslave? Because obviously, in order for people to be free, you're going to have to take some people's freedom away from them.
Take $378 billion dollars and buy some subs.
Yeah, oh, way to go.
Yeah, well, you know, that problem, not entirely, that is a thing for them to do.
Yep.
But and then you've distracted me and I've forgotten the point.
Yeah, it was a locked in $200 billion, mate. It's not going to go 1 cent over.
No, definitely
billion.
Won't. But no, at least we're buying some of them off the shelf from the Yankees.
We haven't got nothing yet, mate.
But yeah,
30 years, next 35 years is going
to
take.
Look, I'm pretty happy just to build a few docks for the Yankees and they can roll all their military stuff through. That'll be great. How's well, a few that, nuclear warheads?
It'd be a lot cheaper. Like we, realistically, if there was a world war.
Yeah.
We're the little kid on the block, and we have to be friends with the big guy on the block, which is the US at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously we're in with the other United Nations members, which I hate the UN, but we're in with England, we're in with you know all these other Canada
Japan,
and all
India.
That. Yeah. So I Australia. It's like we honestly, if we stood up and tried to take on the world, we would get flogged. Except that we're friends with America, so it probably would be more feasible to do what you just suggested. Just build ports that can because we can't. None of our ports, I don't think, in Australia can take these big American destroyers and stuff.
Huh?
Well, they're huge.
I thought you meant the submarines.
The destroyers and stuff. No, the submarines we can.
There is definitely a large portion of our population, and again, you know, you read through and you can hear it all the time, that are quite jealous, and you hear a lot of politicians say it, but also just men on the street that are like, oh, we should be doing it. Like, Putin's probably a bad example, but sort of similar. Like Xi Jinping, we should do it like the communists. Look at what they can do. They can just build an entire city. For 10 million people, there's not even anyone there.
Mm.
And that's what we should be doing to prepare for the future. Yeah, except those cities are now crumbling wastelands because they weren't built properly. But there's no one in them and all these sorts of things. That these are the sort of things we should do. We should be able to lock these people up. There's a huge movement. I mean, like, we're very close. We're a very heavily socialist country as it is. These people are ideologically on board. So
I know,
got,
they should get the next plane over there and see you later.
I agree, but they're like, this two things. This is the way of the future. This is where we should be. This is what we believe in. And also, you know, we think that China is the new world power, and we'd like to jump on board with our new overlords from China because we think America's out in the door. There's a lot of ugly stuff going on
well,
here.
Before this, all these bank collapse and everything, and Evergrande fell over, that construction company in China, I was talking to Bernard Salt, who's Australia's leading
you were
demographer.
Talking to Bernard Salt?
Yeah, I've had lunch with him once.
Already stuff, I don't like it.
I like him as a person. He's a different thinker. Yeah. But he was saying, and I think there's other
evidence
too.
Let's get him on the show so I can tell him what I think about him.
Yeah, there you go. But he's saying by 2050, it was estimated China would be the world power, the dominant power by 2050.
Think so, yeah.
No, I don't think so now. Yeah. I didn't think so then either. But he did, and that was the way everything was leading.
That's
but
probably been, why I don't like his stuff.
Yeah. But China was looking like, allegedly, at least in some circles, as being the next big dominant power. Which would change the whole way the
Civil
world works.
And that's
a
all over that regime.
Yeah. Is demographer another word for futurist?
Yeah, along those lines.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, because that's what they're doing. They're making educated guesses to the future. They're not sitting there with a crystal ball.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know,
in a way,
yeah, they are. And it's all opinions. Everyone's allowed to have them. You've got to listen to all of them.
Yeah.
And when he was saying that to me, and we were talking about North Queensland becoming its own state, and actually this is probably a good segue. Because I was talking this morning to a guy about this. He doesn't think we should. I was on the fence for a long time. I was getting splinters in my ass.
Mm.
But actually, over the last couple of years, I really do think we should become our own state.
Absolutely.
Queensland.
Yeah, no, hallelujah.
There's pros and cons to everything, but there's more positives. Like you
that
get,
was the first speech I wrote for you.
Yeah, you get 12, you get 12 senators. You need representation, right?
100%.
America had a whole war about it. No taxation without representation.
Yeah.
Now
we're not getting no representation.
I think my big thing is that I've sort of said, rather than us needing, should be separating away as our own state. I tend to think that one of the things I heard years ago, and I don't know how much truth there is in it, was that once you hit 2 million people in a city, it becomes a bit unsustainable. Like you're starting to go backwards a bit. I love Tokyo. There's like 40 million people in the joint. It's amazing.
Probably Mexico City. Mexico City is really nice too, and they've got 20, 30 million.
Once you hit, and I'm sure, you know, I live a pretty sweet life when I'm in Japan. There's a lot of things I'm not seeing, and I hear stories every now and again that, you know, even from my wife and her experiences around the place, it's not all pretty. It's not always holidays. But in any case, is that once you, my thing is that, like, obviously, we're all controlled by Brisbane.
100%.
All the money goes to Brisbane. Regional makes all the money. Brisbane spends all the money.
Yep.
They've got this huge, you know, that's why you have people always complain about losing the popular vote in America. The reason they have the system.
The collegiate system.
Yeah, yeah, they have over there is that the states get the same vote. So you're not dominated by California or New York because they've got massive populations. And my thing is we shouldn't separate from them. They've hit, you hit X population size, you become your own state. See ya.
Yeah, but it's already unbalanced because Tasmania's only got, what, 500,000 people?
600 or something thousand.
We've already got that. From and the 26 they've got 12 centres, we got zero.
From the 26 parallel, which is just below Bundaberg, I believe, we have just under a million, so 930,000 or something.
Mate, it should be a lay-down berserk. Yeah, there's a state.
We'd have 12, we'd have 12 senators, which that's why Tasmania does so well for that little state. They've got 12 senators. Every new state gets 12 senators, which that's a lot. You can have the balance of power, carry a lot of this. You would have your own government, of course, wherever that gets set up. But you would have North Queensland just standing up for North Queensland. All our decision makers, which you just said, Brett.
And we'd get our own money, too.
Yeah, well, we'd get all our own mining royalties, everything. When you start the new state, all the old debt stays in the old state. You start off debt-free, 100%.
Even better.
Instead of, instead of this whole thing, and this is another one of my little things that I go on about, you know, they go spend $12 billion on some tunnel or road or railway or something or other in Brisbane.
It was supposed to be $5 billion and went to 12.
To take 2.5 minutes off a 50-minute commute from Ipswich or something, I don't know.
That'll be good when the Olympics comes, right?
Can we stop?
We're paying for the Olympics.
Yeah, that's right. Can we stop doing that? And let's imagine how we'd go if we took these tens of billions of dollars and spent a few billion
don't
years.
Don't you say put it in infrastructure year, in North Queensland, but don't year, be ridiculous. Billion, yeah,
that's right. And
now
so that's what happens.
Conspiracy theorist, obviously.
And I've been talking to Robbie Catter and Bob Catter. I'm not going to join any parties. Not going to join the party or anything, but they have a genuine passion. Like, you can love them, hate them, whatever you want, and then that's fine. But when you talk to them, they've got a genuine passion for North Queensland, and we need more people that care about North Queensland.
Certainly,
and we're talking about better roads, like the bridle track up to Caranda. We need a better roads up to the Tablelands, and we need hydroelectric schemes, new coal-fired power stations. If we had our own state, we could do all this stuff, because all the people in Brisbane, all the greenies that are down there, they don't want...
That's right.
They hate coal, right? But our government, both Labor and Liberal, love coal, but they've got to be very delicate with it, because they love the royalties they get, the $9 billion last year, which they only thought they were getting 1.5 or 2. They got $9 billion from coal, but they've still got to make out to their voters that they don't like coal. And it's like, mate, the last bit of coal, if we get rid of coal in the world and coal-fired power plants, which isn't happening because China, India, America, Germany, they're all building new ones. If we do end up getting rid of coal, the last bit of coal that should ever be dug out of the Earth's surface should come from Queensland.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it's the cleanest coal. No, it's not clean. It burns cleaner than all the other shit in Brazil.
You know what happens the day, even if we don't burn the stuff ourselves, and this is, again, what we're talking about, is the day we stop selling our coal, we're destitute.
And we're going broke.
We're all living on the street.
That $9.5 billion, that wasn't the total. That was the increase.
Was it? Was it an increase?
It was the... $9.5 billion extra to
what they thought.
Yeah, it wasn't the total.
Yeah, they love coal. Yeah, they just don't want to say it out loud.
They're so duplicitous.
Yeah, but I'd say it out loud, mate. We're our own state.
I don't think so.
There's an opportunity. There's an opportunity to at the next election in October next year. October 2024. Duplicitous.
Yeah.
Anyway, you just want me to say it. Anyway. If there's an opportunity, so Catters have the state Catters have three seats. They've got Nick D'Amato, Shane Knuth, and Robbie Catter, and they think they're a real chance of getting two more seats. And but if they can get another couple of people they can work with as independents, you could have the balance power. If you had seven seats in Queensland Parliament over the last 70 years, or 50 or 60 years, I think it's 70, you would have had the balance power every single election except for two, because there was two huge swings.
Yeah.
But he reckons in most of them, if you only had four seats, you had the balance of power. So if they get the balance of power, they can't just say, we're going to be our own state, but they can say, we want $10 billion just for North Queensland projects, and we're going to do them, and you could hold either side. And he had a lady ask him, well, if you did get the balance of power, would you do a deal and work with Labor? And he said, absolutely. And they said, well, would you work with LNP? He said, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll work with whoever does the best for North Queensland.
100%.
And I'm like, I kind of like that attitude. It sounds a bit like horse trading, but If that's the rules, that's the game. Let's play the game.
That's called politics.
That's the game you've got to play. And
but we've got to get that story out to all people up here.
But how do we stop people voting Liberal Labor all the time, fellas?
You just keep talking and keep pointing out what they are and just chipping away one person at a time.
I can only shake them so much, I get my arms get sore.
Yeah, well, keep shaking, mate. Keep shaking.
But then the other thing is, too, you can force a vote, and when you become your own state, only the people in that new state get to vote if you want or not. So you can have people in Brisbane out voting and saying, we don't want you to be. Only the people from that 26th parallel north.
Isn't that simple? But then do we have to get all the other states to agree and then go through the Senate or...?
No, no, it's in the federal constitution, that you're allowed to form those states. That's how it is. Yeah, that's right. It can, but the problem is right now...
Changing the name of the podcast to the North Queensland Independent State.
There's no way they'd support it.
Liberal and Labor don't want it. And they're the ones in power.
Who's that?
Liberal and Labor do not want to be the two states in Queensland.
Oh, no.
They love all the royalties they get from the regions.
No, and they don't want to... They don't want the new party being broken up or anything like that. Or
anyway, yeah. So I don't know. I think there's an opportunity in October next year, and we just got to keep spreading that word and telling people, hey, let's give them a shot to get the balance of power, and let's see what North Queensland might be able to get.
Well, you're a fairly high profile Aussie, but yeah, that. I mean, not telling you how to suck egg, but one of your first things you bring up that every opportunity.
I do.
Yeah, because you've got a profile, which is.
I do bring it up quite a lot, and I'm bringing it up right again now. But it's I think North Queensland can do a lot better than we're doing
this
right now.
This is what you're talking about before. This whole lots of senators. You got the Keating unrepresentative swill stuff. I don't think there's anything more representative than the Senate myself. You can correct me on this one if you like, but it's based on percentages of people, not some weird two-party preferred plus 0.1 style thing, so you do actually get a genuine representation, but it's like, oh, you can't do anything. And again, these are these megalomaniacs that are really admire, the great despos of the world because they can just snap their fingers and do anything. And my general opinion is, so somebody like Katter can get in, Lineholm did it with the LDP, he would support something, but it couldn't decrease freedom or increase tax.
Yeah,
okay. So that was his one. That was his one rule.
I liked him.
Yeah, he was good, and I've seen him on Q&A and a few things as well.
He went on Q&A.
Yeah. And it was quite funny. He
I bet you only went once.
He got caught up a few times, but he was great. And you could see their ticker going along the bottom. They're like, I'm a avowed communist. I write articles for Red Flag, and I really agree with a lot of what Lineholm has to say. And I think that's what people have got to realize as well, is that. Most of us see the same problems. It's about convincing people what the solutions are, and I can assure you that government is not the solution. It's not the solution.
Never is the solution, mate.
No, not at all. There may be a very unfortunate, necessary evil. Again, I'm on board with the Marxists on that one. Is the withered state. It's just the Marxists. I'm just going straight to the withered state, and the Marxists seem to think we're never quite ready to look after ourselves.
Is that cross-sectional?
Intersectional Marxism.
Intersectional. Post-modern corporatist intersectional Marxism. But and the same with the Senate and all this sort of stuff. If they're going to agree, if the Greens, Labor, and Katter are going to agree on something, then Katter's. Same with One Nation. They're all a bit socialist. But if they all agree on it, that's good. It's the same if you've got 10,000. I don't want the government doing things. If you've got a whole bunch of different people with a whole bunch of different ideologies from a whole bunch of different places, if you can get them all to agree on this one thing,
there must be something in it.
It's probably pretty well lay down Mazir or whatever these kids say.
Yeah, lay down Mazir.
Just
so you guys know, Alan saw it. Old matey's turned up again.
He should just sit down and join us. Grab him on the microphone.
He'll start playing some
very aggressive
music.
Isn't he?
No, he's not intimidated. He's not angry. He just comes in and just
he probably books or something, doesn't he?
Well, we got to start booking.
Hey, speaking of mentioned some troubles and that, what's the latest with Alice Springs and the Cairns CBD, Brett? Like, it's getting out of hand.
Well, we've got security guards at libraries now.
How ridiculous is that?
I'm like, over kids. And I know who the kids, I know three of the kids' names. I've been given them by the principal, not by the principal, gave them to me. I gave them to him. He already had them. He agreed, yes, that's the ones.
Say principal?
Principal of Smithfield State High School. He's a good bloke.
Yeah.
But I called him up because a lot of parents and some other off-duty teachers called me because they don't get anything from the state, so they call the counsellor. And they said, here's the kids' names. And so I've called the principal and said, hey, I've got these names. He goes, yeah, yeah, they're the ones. He goes, but I've called the police and this and that, and nothing's being done. People are screaming at me. No, he can't. He's hamstrung.
No, but no one can. That's the problem.
Well, the state government can.
Yeah, they're the law.
Yeah, they're the law.
The state government is the law.
They're going to have to actually change the law.
What kind of picture does that send you? When you visit Cairns or you're a young person, well, it's the decay of our social fabric. Is like you walk in the library and you see a security guard the first thing you see.
Can you leave my anarchy alone, please?
Yeah, that's right. You've trademarked
that one. But no, so how do we fix it?
I just hate the misrepresentation of it, that's all.
You said a couple of seconds ago,
it's not a lack of government, it's the government that's the problem.
Yeah, we all agree. You said a few seconds ago, we all agree, I think, on this issue. Everyone would say, yes, there's a crime problem. Yes, there's an itinerant problem. But what are the solutions? Everyone's got a solution except the state government. They're not doing anything.
They're silent.
Yeah, but it's because it goes against all of their ideologies, their entire narrative. They're hamstrung. They can't do anything because what they need to do would go against what they want to do. What are they going to do?
The punters will vote for them again.
Yeah, well, but I mean...
They'll probably vote for them anyway because they haven't voted them out for 30 years.
The LNP, it's like, they're all just about, law and order and they're thugs and everything. But,
they're no better.
What has the government proposed? Oh, we're going to build some more jails because
they've said another detention
center. They can spend money, they can get some more contracts, they can get a bit more going around behind them. But again, I'm all about freedom, right? So that's that question. So I say government might exist. What's their point to exist is ensuring our freedom. Now, obviously, you can't just be free to do whatever you want. On occasion, you're going to have to take somebody's freedom away from them in order to protect everybody else's freedom.
I haven't got a problem with it.
That's the great question. And now I'd say in this situation where you've got these young hoodlums, these yahoos, that are, I don't know what they're doing, defacing property, especially when it comes to
violence. They're threatening employees.
This sort of stuff is unacceptable. And, fine, you give them a warning. We've all got our problems and some of these kids haven't had the best lives or whatever.
I'm sick of hearing about it.
But, yeah, it's true and that also needs to be addressed. But the point is they are where they are, and if they're not responding to saying, hey, this isn't okay, then there needs to be some more steps being taken and these things need to be sorted out. But This is way bigger than just kids at the library.
They could fix it in a week. If there was a political will, they'd fix it in a week. In the paper today, so in the second page, I think it was, there's a sick prick man raped a 9-year-old girl.
Yes.
He only got 7 years. He only got 7 years.
This in Cairns?
Yeah, in Cairns.
Lured her with, said, I've got some money for you.
Yeah, so he's been done for sexual inappropriateness twice before. Found guilty,
what was the other one?
I was going to say he only got 7 years. Only has to serve 80% of that time.
Yep.
The Attorney General, God bless his soul, jumped in and appealed it and said this is nowhere near harsh enough.
Yeah.
Lost the appeal. The judge said no.
What?
I'm like, what? That should be the death penalty. Death penalty.
As I've said before, Ozzie, we need minimum mandatory sentencing.
Who's protecting that 9-year-old girl?
No,
the government's not.
Violence and kids. And his other two was, the other one was he rolled in with some, I'm going to say teenager, I'm not too sure with that one, but he was sort of trying to roll a hip over. And the kid kept saying, go away. The third one,
had his dick
and
out,
don't quote me on this one, crack. Around the nether regions of a like toddler or an infant or something.
I don't think it was a toddler. I think it was young. I forget. It wasn't a toddler.
No, I'm pretty confident it was. It was like.
Yeah,
did they name really this sick prick?
Yeah,
his name. He got his photo,
got his picture, and everything.
He pulled her panties down and put his dick the first time on her butt crack. Didn't go in, but got busted doing it. Went to jail.
And
second one, they kept trying to roll
the same
over.
Yeah, job.
No, different people. Three different times over his life. And this one, he digitally raped her.
Yeah,
and then he apparently went down and licked her and everything. Yeah, no, it's sick. Yeah, blood balls. And then but he got found guilty, right? The little girl told her mum, thank God, when she got home, and within a week they had the guy. But he's a repeat offender. Sorry, you've given up your right to oxygen.
Where do these judges get off, mate?
You've given up your right to oxygen. I believe in capital punishment for things like that.
Yeah, castration, whatever. Best thing for him, best thing for the rest of us.
You can still digitally rape people if you haven't got the other thing working. No, death penalty.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one. I'm all for... Yeah, kids, man, off target, and these people are out of their mind. But again, this is what I'm talking about: is that we've got this corrupt system. You've got the Attorney General, who I gather is a member of the Labor Party, right?
He must be. And I don't usually speak well of them guys, but at least she's a woman.
Who's putting in these? I've got a few names running around in my head, but who put these people in? on what ideologies do they have in there. And that is exactly that kind of ideology where it's like, oh, this poor guy, this poor guy, you know,
he's
the world's
a hard life.
And you know what? Probably true. Needs to be addressed. However, still too late. Sorry. Very, very harsh action for
you're
you.
You're throwing your hand in, and mate. That's it.
That's right. Over. And then after that, we look at going, okay, how do we look at making sure people don't end up like this guy? But that
no,
just,
you're talking about the perpetrator there.
That's
I'm
right.
talking about the judge.
No, that's what I mean.
What the hell's it? Where's
no,
he
but
come
that's,
from?
That's exactly what I mean.
He's
that's,
been appointed
that's,
by the.
That's where that's they're right. coming from is this ideology.
All the magistrates, their appointments for life, most of them, and over 30 years, except for like 2 or 3 years out of 30, it's been Labor. So even if you change the government, those magistrates will still be the same. They need reforms. They need to totally
100%.
But this is where this is really the only way that society can change that. Yeah, I get the idea why you got so-called unchallengeable judges that can't get sacked on political whim, but if the politicians made the minimum sentencing at a higher rate,
that's right.
At least the community is going to have some faith in that if you do what this pathetic human being has done,
three
we know
too.
He's in jail for 12 years or whatever it is.
Oh, well, it should be life. At least, even if you don't want to kill him already, like capital punishment, it should be life. It's his third time.
Oh,
it
man.
Should be life imprisonment.
Take the focus off the politicians, right? So who put that judge in place?
Politicians.
The politicians did. Who's doing all this? Who is responsible for all this? The politicians. Don't try arguing with the politicians. You're not going to get anywhere. They're where they are. Like I keep saying, they've gotten to where they are because of and they're very very they're corrupted and they are where they are. The people that you don't want in there. So the people you've got to talk to are people like us, people in the street. Get them on board, and then they'll start voting in politicians who will actually change something.
Yeah. Hey, we better rock
Labor
and roll.
Party's dead, Liberal Party's dead. They're all dead. Get away from them.
Yeah, we'll have to try and book out a. There's three studios here. There's only two we
you
can
watch
use.
Watch the Zeitgeist
for the
change
listeners.
And watch them change.
And we find hugs. We never come on the same day.
And we never book a studio room.
So we're lucky to get one.
Finally
but,
come out today.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for episode 5.
Good talk. I'll leave all my notes for next time.
Yeah, I'll bring notes for next time. But no, like I said, there's so much happening. You don't need notes. Like it's just boom, boom, boom.
No, I just had a few things I wanted to point out. But that's good. We'll move on.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, have a good
week,
guys.
It's the same points I want to make every week. See you.